Happy, 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 happy Friday. So good to have you. I love myself a Friday. I like most days. I don't have a preference. I mean, I like Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays more, I guess. But for the most part, it's kind of okay not to know what day it is. Who cares? Make it a happy day no matter what, right? So today, what's killing your time? What's sucking your time away? Why can't you get things done? What's going on? Everybody pays attention to their productivity, and they always forget the most important things that are right in front of your face. That's today's show. It's going to be awesome. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. Stand up, take a step, repeat. How long? Well, until you get what you want. Why the hell would you stop before you got there anyway? It's silly. It's a silly. If you decide you want something, really, truly want it, and you really want it bad, because sometimes it comes down to how bad you want it, right? If that's the case, if you say, I really want it, it's really what I want, how long will you keep going until you get it? Answer, as long as it takes, right? Anyway, good to have you. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. My wife explained to me yesterday, because I have a scratchy voice right now. I had a little surgery this week and kind of messed me up for a day or two there. Just minor stuff. But, you know, that stuff messes you up, messes with you. And she explained to me that it's actually allergy season here in the Daytona Beach area. And what's that mean? Oh, well, if you live in the frozen north, it's not like that down here. It's like springtime here. So, you know, when your allergy season comes in a month or two, that's what's going on right now. Screechy voice for a week or two, probably, and then we'll get over that, and life will be very, very good. So it's Friday, and I always begin the show on Friday by asking, how do you want to feel? This is so vitally important to do it. Sometimes I forget to ask the question, and people complain. Hey, Scott, you didn't ask me, didn't remind me. I said, well, you should remind yourself. But the truth is this. If you don't take a moment and say, how do I want to feel about my day, the people around me, what I do for a living, all the stuff that's going on, how about the situation coming up in a half an hour? You have to go to a meeting and you haven't asked, how do you want to feel when you get out of that meeting? You're really shortchanging yourself because you're an emotional person. And most of what you seek throughout the day, while logically you're thinking, I need to make more money, I need to be happier, I need to control my schedule, things like that. Ultimately, it comes down to how you feel, right? That's Scott logic. It is. So if things are going to come down to how you feel, we should ask, how do I want to feel? And then logically go construct that. So take a few minutes when the show's done today. How do I want to feel? You might be surprised of the options that start to pop up. Speaking of options, that's what the show's all about. Because things happen to all of us, right? We're going through our day. We're hot on the trail. We're checking off those items on our never-ending to-do list. Come on, I got so much to do, but I can do it. I miss the days of the Franklin Covey planners. Remember those? The big old day planner we used to carry around, and you had your check marks. And you'd check it off, and then at the end of the day, you had to move your check marks to the next page. And it's like, oh, it's really hard. So you were really motivated to get your stuff done. These days, the computers make check marks for us. It's like, it just keeps building, doesn't it? Oh my God, there's just too much to get done. There always will be. Can't get everything done before time runs out, can we? So my son was entering the workforce a long time ago, and we would find time to catch up on the weekends. Usually he was busy, 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 trying to navigate the business world, balancing his life. It was kind of crazy. Now, he had a pretty fast-paced job, a fast-paced gig he was doing, a lot, as most kids that were young, 19, 20 years old, just got a billion things going on. And he had become a bit of a productivity ninja. He bought into it. He said, I got to be able to control my life. And he was so proud. I never forget the day he brought me his to-do list. A lot like my clients do today. The very first time I work with clients, I want to see their calendar. I said, I need to audit your calendar. Going to do an inventory and an audit right now. Show me your calendar. And it's usually filled with all kinds of tasks and to-dos and which should be on your calendar. And it's in multiple colors. It's so complicated. And usually there's not an empty space anywhere. That's what was going on with my son. Don't worry. It just happens to everybody. Until you learn to view your calendar differently, it's going to be that way. It's actually, I look at my calendar as how few things are on my calendar. I want white space. I want an open calendar. Anyway, he asked me, he said, no matter how organized I am, I can't get organized. I can't get everything done. I'm writing it down. I'm working on it. I still ran out of time. What am I not doing right? Have you ever done that before? Have you ever been so organized, so productive, have the perfect calendar, the perfect list, the perfect system? You have just searched the internet to the end of the internet to find all the productivity hacks you need to get everything done in your life. Have you figured that out yet? Doesn't work. So when my son asked me, first thing I thought was I was pretty happy about that because he had the clarity of mind to kind of look beyond the obvious solution. And obvious for most people is you're just not planning your stuff right and you're not using your calendar right. And that's, you need to work on that. So I asked for him. I can't even talk today. I apologize. That's what happens when my voice gets like this. My lips also seem to get allergies as well. I said, you've accounted for everything. How much time did you allocate for eating lunch or running down the coffee shop or making a phone call or texting or being on Facebook, whatever you had to do? How many times did you go to the bathroom today? Take your phone with you? Spend some more time there than you thought? How long did it take? I'm serious. I know it's kind of funny to think about that, right? But can anybody go to the bathroom without their phone anymore? I actually been doing that recently because I pick up my phone and I don't do, okay, TMI, right? Kind of odd. When you commute to work, how much time do you spend at traffic lights? What? Seriously? And he looked at me and he saw this look on his face like, okay, Dad, come on, man. Now you're being stupid. I mean, what does that have to do with anything about getting my stuff done? Well, the answer is nothing, really. But you still have to get that stuff done. He made my point. So a long time ago, I began to put weight on something I called non-ops. That's what I call it, non-optionals. I just call them non-ops. Non-optional things in life. Now, what is a non-op? Well, I think you might have an idea right now. They are never-ending strings of activities that require your attention. They never go away. They suck up your time without you even knowing it. It's the basics of life. They take time. And it's never going to go away. It's always going to take you time to brush your teeth. You do that, right? It's always going to take you time to shower. A couple days a week, if you're a lady, it's going to be a long shower. Observation has told me that. Got to take care of all the stuff. There are things in life that take time. Sometimes a stoplight will be longer than you think. Sometimes the grocery store line will be longer than you think. Yeah, there are things that are going to take time. Sometimes you go to the kitchen and you want to make a sandwich, but the bread's frozen. You got to thaw it. It takes time. It takes time out of your day. If you don't account for the non-optional parts of your day, the stuff you got to do, you're being naive. So if you really want to take an inventory, like I ask all my clients, you work with me, the first thing I'm going to do is say, let's audit everything, top to bottom. Let's audit it and figure out where things are so we can expose where the holes are. Man. If you really want to get control of your life and maximize your productivity, be honest about what you're doing every second of the day. Be honest about where your time is going. And when you can at least notice it's there and just accept it, then you can allow the time to get it done. It just takes time. Days disappear really fast. I was talking to my wife the other day and I said, you know, I get up in the morning, I do a little bit of work, I go to the gym for 2 hours and I talk a little bit, I come home and at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, dogs need a walk, and I don't want to work after that. It's like, wait a second, where'd my day go? It just goes away. It just disappears. So what do you got to do? Well, as long as you know it's going to go away to something you really like to do and makes your day happy, then you can factor in all that and essentially delegate or not do the stuff you think you have to do. Pay attention to how your time is getting sucked away because you're doing the right thing, like brushing your teeth. Simple stuff. That all of us need to be reminded about. Okay, get out there. Have a great weekend. I'm going to work on this voice so I'm not so screechy next week. Heck, I don't like this. It's not any easier for me to do than it is for you to listen to it, I promise. Have a great day, and I'll see you on Monday right here on the Daily Boost.